Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine turning your ideas, your skills, your gift into a profitable business tool. At Profitable Podcasts, we help coaches and entrepreneurs to create, launch, and monetize their podcasts with ease, to build visibility and authority, and attract leads and clients easily and simply. So skip the overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshops, networking, and attract your perfect clients, and all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now, onto your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Mercedes Barber, a media expert and publicist who helps small business owners to gain clients and generate revenue through strategic media placements. So through her 15 years of experience as a journalist and senior producer at a major outlet like NBC, Universal and Time Inc., Mercedes guides entrepreneurs to step into the spotlight and transform their visibility. Now, Mercedes' insider knowledge from green lighting headline stories at major media companies demonstrates how the right approach can turn any business into an overnight success. And while steadying her own client base, she's helping impact-driven businesses achieve remarkable results, with one recent client gaining 5,000 leads from a single Business Insider feature. And, shocker today, she's made a massive, massive step in her own business, and I can't wait to share it. Mercedes, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for having me. Hello, everyone.
Well, thank you so, so much for joining us. So to kick us off, can you just expand a touch more on where you are today with your business and who is it that you love to work with?
Definitely. So hi, everyone. My name is Mercedes Barba. I am a former journalist turned publicist. I help small business owners and entrepreneurs get featured in the media in order to grow their business, generate revenue, gain clientele, and just increase visibility. I think a lot of small business owners out there don't realize that they are deserving of a media feature and that journalists are constantly looking for entrepreneur stories and small business stories. They want to know how you bootstrapped your business. They want to know how you know, what are the biggest takeaways of your business? How you may have failed, but you came back. And what are some of those like learnings that you experienced that you can share with their audience? I'm talking about media publications like CNBC, Business Insider, Entrepreneur Magazine, Oprah, right? Good Housekeeping, Architectural Digest. I've helped numerous entrepreneurs and small business owners, get featured in those publications. Like you said, Mark, thank you for that incredible introduction. I spent almost 15 years as a journalist. I'm originally from Los Angeles. I spent 5 of those years in Hollywood, working, covering red carpets, interviewing celebrities, Jason Segel, Jim Carrey, Morgan Freeman. And entertainment was great, but there was something that was missing, I think, in my world at the time. I didn't realize, I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs, and I didn't realize that my true passion was really business. And so I moved to New York City to pursue my master's in journalism. I went to NYU. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, I fell into working in personal finance. And it was then where like the light bulb went off, where I was like, oh my gosh, I love business. I love entrepreneurship, of course, because I come from a family of entrepreneurs. And so I started working at CNBC, and we were interviewing. We were doing, there's a series called CNBC Make It, which is their inspirational, aspirational video and editorial series. And so they interview a lot of entrepreneurs that are like, I quit my six-figure job to open up a hot dog stand, and now I'm bringing in seven figures, right? So they're doing a lot of that really inspirational storytelling. So I was at the forefront of that. And in my career, I've worked at CNBC, I've worked at Money Magazine, I was a senior video producer there. I led a video team covering entrepreneur stories. I worked at at Time Magazine at a partnership personal finance brand called Next Advisor. I worked at Bankrate covering the stock market. So I've been around this like money aspect, and I was realizing I always knew the power that journalism held for journalists, right? I always knew that we were the gatekeepers of a really big world of visibility. And when I started featuring these entrepreneurs and small businesses, I started seeing how they grew and how they blew up from one feature. And I was like, that is the coolest thing. I want to share that with the world. And so that was it. I pivoted away from journalism and I became a publicist. And now I coach entrepreneurs like you on how to get featured in the press.
Well, so you've seen it from multiple different angles. Now, it's all good and well to say you've seen this, you know the power of this. But there are so many other perspectives. There are so many myths or false beliefs around this that, PR, I'll do that when, or I don't need that, or how can that really help me? I mean, we see time and time again, and it can be, I celebrate it sometimes, and sometimes it's comical, which I think gives PR around the bad name. What I mean is, you see a lot of entrepreneurs saying, I've been featured in this article. It's like, no, you paid to get there. I see your play in the game, but to position it as, I won this rather than I got myself featured in this, there's a level of integrity and honesty and alignment with this. So, can you help sort of unravel and share the truth behind the scenes of, good PR, what it actually does do, and why it's important to do it sooner rather than later?
100%. And it's almost like your audience too, Mark. Like people are like, I want to launch a podcast, but I'll do it later. It's like it's do it now, because it's an incredible way to generate the visibility that you need. You had mentioned, and I have a lot of clients that will forward me emails, and they're like, hey, I got this in my inbox. Forbes wants to put me on their cover, but I have to pay them $1,000. That is not earned media. So earned media is what you do when you reach out to journalists and you're like, hey, journalist, my name is Mercedes Barba, and this is my story, and this is what I can offer to your audience in terms of talking points and takeaways. Earned media like that is more valuable than doing a pay for play. That's kind of a pay for play type thing. For anybody listening, if you're getting that in your inbox, I would stay far away from that. There's something in not genuine about landing the cover of Forbes, right? It doesn't play well. I'm talking about getting your story in Business Insider, right? I'm talking about getting your story at CNBC and talking about how you were able, one of my clients was on food stamps before, right? And now she is going to be retiring when she's 45 because she did these four things. And that story is absolutely incredible, and that's the type of storytelling that we do. It is important now for all entrepreneurs to realize the power that this holds. I think a lot of entrepreneurs are like, well, Jeff Bezos, the media is only for Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg or Trump or any of those other people. It is not for me, and that is so inaccurate. That is so inaccurate because there's every publication is looking for a very unique angle and story. And this is where your clients are reading. If I'm looking for a business coach and they're on Business Insider, I'm going to look click their website.
Yeah, I mean that point that it's playing the game, but they are the publications. They're looking for content in this day and age, which is just consume, consume, consume. They are running out of things to write about. They are running out of things that it's being consumed quicker than it's being produced. Therefore, they need you. Now
A hundred
you need
percent.
to have your story, own your story, share your story, and do it in a, so let's talk about this, in a strategic way, because I am more than happy to pay to be on a stage. I'm more than happy to pay to be in a publication if I know this is going to make business sense for me. You can also say, I hear this all the time. I only will go on stage if I get paid to go on stage. And yes, believe me, it's fantastic to be paid to speak. It's also great business sense to be do it for free or pay for it. So it's strategy. So talk to me a little bit about PR strategy, which people may not know about.
Yeah. So when my clients sign on with me, the first thing that we do is we go over like, what are your goals? Like, who do you want to attract? Because some of your clientele could be reading, like if you're an interior designer, we're going to try to get you on, you know, Architectural Digest, right? Or or some sort of, if you're a wedding planner, we're going to try to get you in like brides.com. Or if you're a parenting coach, we're going to get you in parents.com. But if let's say you're a CTO, you're a chief technology officer at a wealth advisory firm or a fintech, you know, company, we're going to put you in industry, you know, publications, because that's where your target audience is reading. They're not over here reading brides.com. They're over here reading these industry publications. So you really have to have a strategic plan in terms of what media outlets you cover. Then, you know, and I do it two ways. I have a done for you service where I will be your publicist, but I also have a DIY where I'll teach you how to do it. And so I'm talking about the DIY. So what we do is we figure out, where's your target audience reading? Then number two is we need to target reporters that are covering your stories. I like to have, when I teach my DIY course, I'll have my students create a media list of target journalists that they need to start contacting and friending on LinkedIn and connecting with them on Instagram if their Instagram is public. There's a lot of journalists out there that have very public journalism Instagrams. And they have like source needs on there. You're like, hey, I'm looking for someone that can talk on this. Same with LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn's probably the better platform to find them because it's a professional platform. And a lot of the times they'll connect with mostly everybody. So what you have to do is you have to network with these journalists and say, hey, I'm Mercedes. Hey, I'm Mark. I do this. If you're ever writing a story on how to launch a podcast, I've been doing it for 12 years and I can talk XYZ, right? Or if, you know, if you're writing a story on how to create a good lead magnet, you know, here's a lead magnet that you may not have ever thought of, a podcast, right? So there's a lot of really strategic ways to go about it. And then you got to write your pitch, right? And so what I'll do is I'll work with my students to figure out, well, what is the story that we're trying to get out, right? What is the story that we want to show? And we got to write an email that is going to get their attention, because journalists receive hundreds of emails to their inbox every day. And if you're writing a pitch email that is super long, I've gotten great pitches. I've gotten horrible pitches, right? You know, if you're out there and you want to do your own media, make sure that your pitch email is short. Hey, so-and-so, really love this article that you wrote on XYZ. I have an idea for you. My name is Mercedes. I'm a publicity expert. I can talk about entrepreneurs getting featured in the media. Here's my headline. Here's my hook. And let me know if you have questions. And the reporter will reach out to you if they're interested. You know, they're not going to read and sift through a long email if they're not.
This is fresh. I mean, we received applications all the time for our podcast, some via the ways we asked for, others just random emails coming through, that's the way things are. And I noticed, I think it was this morning or yesterday, I received one. It's like, oh my gosh, this is a wall of text. I ain't got time to read through this. I couldn't even scan it. So it's like, lovingly, I don't have time. And luckily, I don't need to scroll through every single email. So I think your point there is, yeah, how to make this, isn't this the whole point in the world?
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship is how to stand out, how to attract people, how to stand out, how to be seen. But also, I think it's also how to listen. Listen to what the other person wants. So I'm giving some advice from a podcast host, which is, if I'm asking for applications in a certain way, or we make a request, don't try and do things your own way. Do things in a way that has been asked for, else you're trying to force your application, force your one sheet, force your whatever it is on the person. Isn't that the rule of business? You need to listen and understand what the other person wants, whether it's a potential partner, a potential client, who knows? I think that's getting lost in this world of just volume.
That's 100% it. It's like, if you're going to write me a really long pitch email, I'm not going to read it because I don't have time. I'm a journalist that gets, I have 100 other pitches in my inbox that are probably better suited. And you know what? If it's a really long pitch, it probably is a really good one. Honestly, I just don't have the time. So it also goes into the effect of like, what is your elevator pitch? And really like solidifying that. And making it like grabby and making it a hook. Because I can very easily say my elevator pitch in one sentence, and people are like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. And that's what you want to do when you're pitching your story to a journalist. You want to make your hook like, grabby. And you want to be able to say it in one sentence.
Okay, but what you didn't say there was, oh, that's amazing. I know everything about you. I'm in. Everything has one job. So with your elevator pitch, for example, you can't be absolutely precise with it. It has one job. Get the person to lean in and say, go on.
Yeah.
More, please. So again, everything
That's
is to the next step. You can't give it all away. Else it's just too much. So I love that you dropped that in.
Yep. That's 100% it. And journalists will say, "Ooh, I like that idea, Mercedes. Tell me more." Great. Now let me like hit you with a longer email, right?
Now you're engaged. Yes.
Now you're engaged. Now they're like, "Ooh, I want to hear more about why entrepreneurs should leverage the media or whatever." One other thing, Mark, that we didn't talk about, and I tried including this in my messaging too, but I think for a lot of entrepreneurs, it might go a little bit over their head, but it's a really important part of media, and that's SEO, search engine optimization. So I know, in the world of our, this digital world that we're living in, you want to make sure that you are showing up in search, in the search rankings in Google. If somebody is doing if someone is looking for a publicist or is looking for a podcast coach, I'm going to search podcast coach, best podcast coach, and I'm going to see, whoever comes up, and I'm probably going to go with whoever's at the top. So in order to generate, to increase your search engine optimization on Google, if you are included in a top-tier publication like Business Insider, like Oprah Daily, right? Like Good Housekeeping, and Google starts recognizing you, oh, look, Mercedes is in these like really interesting like entrepreneur publications. Let's push her up higher in the search rankings. That's just going to elevate your credibility, generate more clients or potential leads coming to you. So SEO is a really, really big part of what we do. And at the top, you had mentioned one of my clients. We got her a feature. It was like, check out this woman, who was on food stamps before to now, shaving 20 years off of her retirement age. Look at these four steps. Right off the top, the very first sentence said, her first and last name, and it had a hyperlink to her website. And that is why she got 5,000 instant leads to her website, because of that. And Google starts recognizing her as a personal finance expert, as a coach, right? And consistently, since that Business Insider feature went live, where she got 5,000 leads, she has consistently used the tools that I showed her to do her own media and has generated 500 leads since, consistently, a
Want to
month.
pick out one thing you said there that's a shift in perspective because we oftentimes think of SEO and getting our websites, our media, even LinkedIn profile high on the search rankings. It's for other people to look at. And whilst that is sometimes true, you just said, so Google recognizes her. Hold on, not potential clients. So you've got to know who your audience is, got to know why you're doing something. Again, it comes back to understanding. So with your full understanding of PR, publications being able to be in the right place. It's know why you're doing it, who you're doing it for. Are you doing it for the robot, Google, or the human, the person? Because I can look at this and say, whilst there's no right or wrong, there's a million ways of doing everything, even to compare what you said there with search and SEO and podcasting, for example. So with the SEO and the search is to be top of other people to get to that top of the list, which is so important. And here's how it's going to help you. The way we leverage podcasting is so we don't need that because we want to be the only recognized choice. So you can come in our direction, or you can spend your time Googling and searching. A lady who joined our program this morning was like, yeah, it was you were the only recognized choice. That I could go and find other people and get overwhelmed and try and search and be overwhelmed and then never do it, or I know you, I like you, I've seen you. I don't need to go searching and plow through that. So whilst there's no right or wrong, they are both an entry point for people to find you. So I love the variety we're talking about today.
Exactly. 100%. It's an incredible marketing tool that a lot of entrepreneurs are not leveraging. And that's okay because they don't know about it. And that's why I feel this really strong this voice in my head that's like, you need to go out and you need to tell everyone the power of this
Well,
because
hold up. You can make this super duper real right now, because right now, so I want to know how you're going to be using this, because hey, you've now taken the magical steps of making this your baby, your full time. This is now the thing that you do, which is scary. It was a big step, but you finally have been given the situation, the courage, I don't know, the insanity to do this yourself. So talk me through, how this is shaping up for you personally.
So, Mark, at the top of the show, you had mentioned that I have like a big announcement or whatever. I've been doing this for the last I have for the last 7 years, I've wanted to do this. For the last 5 years, I have been doing this. But I've never given it 100% of my dedicated time because I always had a job. I was a journalist before, and then I was working as a publicist and for a firm, right? For an actual firm. And one day, I not to get very personal, but I lost my dad in June of 2024, and that completely rocked my world. And it was almost this like eye-opening moment of like, Mercedes, wake up because you could not be here tomorrow, and you need to do this now. And so, after I lost my dad, my entire world got shaken up. It was like this, it was like this look, we're only here for a certain amount of time. Why are you giving your precious heartbeats to something else when you have this goal and this ethos of like wanting to show small business owners that they can create this magic in their business? And so I recently quit my job.
Woohoo!
I know.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And it is so scary. I was up last night like, am I, this is the right move for me. And it was going through what I went through and learning and being like, Mercedes, wake up. This is the time. You have all the tools and resources. I would go on camera when I was a journalist. I was always on camera and Instagram lives and interviewing people. And I know how to video edit. I know how to podcast. I know how to talk. I know how to write. I know I have all the tools at my disposal. So I need to do this now. And so you will all, if you're listening, you will all be hearing more from me. On LinkedIn and on my website and on my Instagram and newsletter and all of that. So, but this is it. This is it, Mark. Like, I'm going all in because there is no other option for me. If I don't do this, I will crumble. As a human, I think I would just crawl under a rock and just never get up because this is something that I have to do. This is
But hold
my.
on, but there were probably a gazillion reasons why you shouldn't do it, or now is probably not the right time. Tell me about what were these voices, whether it's, I mean, chances are they're probably internal. If you told other people, they'll probably think, oh, you're crazy. And that's their fears and their doubts, not yours. So what were those things, those voices that you heard that maybe almost stopped you, that were kind of that holding you back? What were they for you?
You know what it was? It was like, I'm a mother. I have a 2-year-old son. And so it's like, what are you going to do about your son? I'm like, what do you mean? What am I going to do about my son? My son is going to see his mom kicking ass, being an entrepreneur, just like I saw my parents, because my parents were entrepreneurs, just like I saw my parents kicking ass, being entrepreneurs. That's what he's going to see, right? If I don't do this, he's going to see me a miserable human working for somebody else, building somebody else's dream as opposed to building mine is. And it's just a matter for me of reclaiming my time and reclaiming my freedom so that I can go with him to the zoo on a random Wednesday or something like that, and create my own time. But also, I have this purpose of wanting to share this magic of media with people, and I need the freedom to just do it. If you build it, they will come, as they say, right?
Yes, and whilst I want to share that point of view with you, there's also the these overnight successes that they do take 20 years. Now you've said you wanted it for 7, you've done it for 5. You have the in your toolbox, you have all the resources, the tools, the experience. You've seen this, which is fantastic. Now you've been called. You've done this for yourself, and now the with this next version of your business, you're going to be called on new things. Build it, they will come. Build it with strategy, with a road towards it and big neon signs, and they will find it. So that's maybe there's what's the beauty in this for you in terms of new things you need to learn, new things you need to discover, because you have so much from one perspective, and there's always a perspective. You look in one side saying, oh, look at what I have. And then you look at the other side and think, oh shit, what's coming up? I know nothing. I don't know anything about this. And that's, I think, where we get caught as entrepreneurs. So how are you leveling that landscape so you can see with I have this. There's more I need to do and know, but there is a maybe it's how you guide your clients. Maybe there's a principle in there that's exactly the same. That consistency, that confidence, that belief, but that action as well. Does that make sense?
I think for me, as an entrepreneur before, I was always like, I don't know if I really believed in myself 100%. I think that imposter syndrome was always coming in, like, well, who are you to do it? It was always that. It was, but I was like, but I was always like, no voice in my head, you're wrong, right? Because I can do it. And then when I lost my dad, it was like, you got to do it. Like, forget that imposter syndrome. Forget those people, that want you to fail, right? Because there's people out there that want you to fail. Set your boundaries, right? D delete them on LinkedIn if you don't want them seeing your stuff. Block them on Instagram. You don't need their negative energy, like, in your space. And go for it and just do it. Like, what's the worst that could happen? I get another job. I fail and I have to get and work, go back in corporate America again. Okay, fine. Like, whatever.
Oh, you're only going to enter that with even more experience and even more,
Exactly. It's like
right?
there's no, and for me, maybe I'm in a very I'm lucky because I have the ability to do it. I know a lot of entrepreneurs like may not be in the same position that I'm in, but I have gotten to the point in my life where I'm like, I got to do it now. This is the time. I feel like I can manage it all, and I just got to do it, and I'm going to do it, and there's nothing's going to stop me.
Well, there's only one thing that can stop you. You're on the Unforget Yourself show. Unforget yourself. Remember you. You are the most important asset. So you are the only thing that can stop you. No one else can. Not really. So it's all about us and ourselves through this. So with that, we talk about, the value that you see yourself, the belief that you have, not giving away your marketing to karma to do the work for you. That ain't gonna work. But to be strategic, to, I mean, crumbs, the best word in the world, simplify. How, because you can overcomplicate this. So how are you simplifying this to make this, maybe there's some areas that you are overcomplicating that you maybe you know or don't know. And there's other areas that you're, how are you keeping yourself on track and not overwhelming yourself in this time when it, as you said, it is scary. It's downright terrifying. It's also super exciting.
It is. It is like I feel so liberated, but I'm like scared. I'm like last night I was like, ah, but I'm like, nope, you got a plan. And I wish you could see like in front of me, I have all these post-it notes. I have a journal where I'm like, I'm journaling and I'm constantly reminding myself. I think before, as an entrepreneur, I was like in my own head, like everything is so complicated. I need this funnel and that funnel, and I got to engage that newsletter. No, like keep it simple. Keep it simple. Have one lead magnet, have one funnel, get them on a discovery call, and that's how you're going to make your money. And that's how you're not going to confuse yourself and not going to overwhelm yourself. Because I think as entrepreneurs, we're constantly like, well, that person has three funnels and I only have one. And am I going to, No, like forget the outside chatter. Forget the sponsored, ads that you're seeing of you need three funnels and here's why. No. You need one. Keep it simple. Pick your lane and do it over and over and over.
You just need one to work.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at this from a simplistic point of view, I mean, what share me today, because we can come back in weeks, months, years, and revisit this. What are those skills right now that you're like, ah, damn it, I now need to learn this new skill, or here's different. What are those skills that now you're kind of bolstering to be able to take you to this next level?
That's a great question. I think it's consistency. It's just being consistent and like engaging my newsletter subscribers and being consistent on social and then consistent with my messaging, right? Consistent with my marketing. And just this is it, like treating this like I was treating my 9 to 5, giving it more energy than I was giving my 9 to 5, right? Because this is like, yeah, I mean, there's no other option. I either
I love
fail
that.
or I succeed, and I'm not going to fail. So,
Yeah. Okay, how woo are you?
how what?
How woo?
Like, woo.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
like woo-woo,
wooey.
pretty
I'm pretty
woo-y,
wooey.
because
Yeah.
I've not done this distance in a long time. And where you are right now, it's super interesting. I mean, we were sharing about, obviously, with your dad, I was in a very similar situation. Obviously, now I'm a lot further ahead. That was a long time ago. But I look at that difference in time. So there's one technique that we help our clients with, the visualization to look at the future, to call in the future self. Like right now, if you could, I mean, just play with this. There's no right or wrong answer, but if you could tap into your future self now, let's say in 10 years' time.
Ooh.
Okay, in 10 years' time, maybe you just hit your 40th birthday, and it's like, okay, what would you look back now at today's Mercedes and say, ha, let me tell you a thing or two. This is what you did. This is what truly helped. This is what you enjoyed. What might you say?
I would laugh at myself for being so scared to quit my job. I would be like, pfft. Why was that even like an issue, right? Because the success that I'm going to have in 10 years, and I have all my post-it notes and I look at it every day. You will be seeing, I will be speaking on panels, I will be speaking at conferences, I will be telling people the power that this has for entrepreneurs. And I want to help entrepreneurs all over the world do this. That's where my goal is, and I want my boy, who in 10 years will be 12, to be like, hell yeah, mom. Not maybe not hell yeah, but you go, mom. You're a baller. You're a bad mama, right? Like,
Yeah.
I want him to see me like that. And I want him to do that for him. I want to give him the options of the way my parents did for me. My parents never, ever worked in corporate. There was never a 9 to 5. There was never a like, oh, vacation time. Like they created their own vacation. Like
Yeah.
that wasn't a thing. Like other parents would go to an office. Mine were working from home always. And so I always saw that. And for me, it was always really interesting. Like, huh, my friend's mom is in an office and mine's not. So it's a very interesting thing. And I want my son to see that because success is different for everybody.
Well, let me put those two concepts together, because before, when you said about what you're learning, what you're needing right now, consistency was one of those words. Now, with that future self, with what your 12-year-old will be saying, and again, whether he says you're a fucking baller, I don't know, but consistency, rather than, because that's saying that you're amazing, gives him a grounding. He has to tie that, he has to anchor that to a different alternative, different perspective. Whereas really, when he's 12, it's like, no, isn't this normal? This is what people do. They are
Right.
successful. They are outgoing. They have success. This is, you've laid that foundation. This is normal. So I would celebrate if he doesn't think you're a baller. He just thinks, that's life. That's mom. That's where I'll be. That, without removing celebration to it, because I'm not trying to do that, just to have that new normal. That can st the boring consistency at that higher level. I think there's something calm, Beautiful about aspiring to that as well. So I'm just putting those two different concepts together for you. I'd love
I
to know
love it,
your
Mark.
point of view.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Nice.
You're right.
Well, look, as you go through this, I wish you all the success as you take this by storm. Love every terrifying, exciting moment of this. And make a bigger impact with all the skills that you are already sharing with people. So, look, for those people who want to know more about you and the incredible work that you do, how can they find you? How can they reach out?
Definitely. So if anybody is interested in look, let's hop on a coffee chat. I just want to help you get your business out there. It doesn't have to be you sign on with me. I just want to meet entrepreneurs, see where they're at, see how I can help them. And plus I've done this entrepreneurship thing for the last few years. So like if you're stuck on something, I'm even happy to just get on a 10-minute call with you and help guide you through maybe a little bit of a blocker that you have, right? It doesn't have to be media all the time. But of course, media is my passion, so I talk about it a lot. But where people can connect with me, I'm on Instagram. My handle is at Mercedes and Media, A-N-D, Mercedes and Media. And my website is just my first and last name, mercedesbarba.com. So connect with me there. I have a contact page. Let's do it. Let's connect.
Fantastic. Well, everyone, if you're curious or think it sounds fantastic, reach out, start the conversation, say Mark sent you, and just enjoy it. But Mercedes, again, look, I wish you all the best. And yeah, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for sharing.
Course, Mark, thank you so much for having me, and you are an incredible interviewer. That I've been in the game for a long time. That's not an easy skill.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Hey, Katie,
Yeah, Mark.
want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
But can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe. Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is, and we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah, so please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
Oh, yeah. See you next time.
Bye.